Hi, it's Liz
and Mark
from Twin Lights Coaching, which is, as you all know, founded on the sole purpose of helping young adults and families affected by ADHD. Today, Mark and I are working with you on Sanity Break number 9 down here in Baltimore, Maryland. And we are sitting in front of the lighthouse here, which is called 7 Foot Knoll.
7 Foot Knoll.
And it's really a cool lighthouse. You guys have to check it out on our Instagram. Anyway, we are here today to talk to you about motivating your teen. And anybody who's raising a child, any child, knows that motivating them can be challenging and difficult. When you're talking about a child with ADHD, it becomes a lot more challenging, specifically because they don't have the executive functioning or the social awareness, emotional intelligence to really understand why we're trying to motivate them.
Exactly. And if you think about it, each child has developed, has got to learn their own executive functioning at their stage. And these children have a delay in developing that. They also have to learn their own emotional intelligence and what their emotions really mean, how people perceive them. And they have, again, a delay in that. So while all children have some of what we're going to be talking about today, really when it comes to those children with ADHD and even the young adults, mm-hmm. and even some adults, the fact is that we are we're looking at a population that really needs to focus on this motivation aspect.
So a lot of what we're going to be talking today came from a magazine called Attitude Magazine. We want to give a shout out to them. They are an incredible wealth of knowledge for families, young adults, teens, adults, for understanding ADHD and the gifts that come along with it, the struggles, the trials, the tribulations, all of it. So shout out to Attitude Magazine. This article was talking about motivation, and it really wants to focus on understanding what the teens really want by using their desires to set their goals. So first is trying to tap into, what do you want? You know, we're all here for a reason. We all have a purpose. So we're not just here to exist and just walk through life doing nothing. So sitting down with a teen to really actually like tap into the brain and say, what makes you happy? What do you want in life?
What's their passion? What's their purpose? And living with passion and purpose is not only one of the things that we say all the time, but it really is what allows you to not only live a joyful life, but to really contribute and be of service to others. So it's so important.
So Attitude talks about, first, if you're sitting down to talk to your child about motivation, you're trying to get them to motivate, set the tone. It's important that they know that you're their partner. Are you their parent? Yes. But you want to partner with them on what their goals and desires are. You want to see them accomplish something that benefits them and therefore potentially others.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of times we as parents, we look at how we dealt with that child, son or daughter, when they were 4 and 6 and 8 years old. And when they needed to have more of an authoritarian approach. But really, as that child goes into their teens and their late teens, their early 20s, we need to provide that guidance, but we need to always give out a little bit more rope for them to have that freedom so they learn how to make those decisions and we can guide them, but we can also allow them, just like those first steps, we can allow them to have a chance to fall. Not to hurt themselves badly, but to be able to take that fall and to learn from those experiences.
Absolutely. And Mark and I have been talking about that a lot lately. My oldest is going to be a freshman in college next year. And right now he's experiencing a little bit of senioritis, which can be a little frustrating at times as a parent. But, you know, Mark keeps reminding me that, you know, it's okay. Let young grasshopper figure his way out, and he will. And we got to give a little bit more of a leash. So back to, exactly, so it's all back to motivation. It's talking to teens about what is their goal and helping them to realize what a goal is. Or what goal is appropriate for them. And usually goals are around what makes them happy. What makes, you know, really what in life makes them happy. And then start asking questions.
You know, it's one of the tenets of coaching. All that we need is within us now. And we will make the time necessary. We will do the things. Even those children with that lack of executive function will put the focus on something that is their passion. not necessarily when it's somebody else's passion, but when it is their passion, when it's what they want to do, that's when they will sit back and do what it takes to get that done.
But along with that, they need accountability. And that's what our job is as parents, is to say, okay, you have a goal, that's fantastic. So now let's talk about, what is your strategy for the goal? In what time frame do you want to accomplish this goal? And when do you want to start?
Exactly. You know, Liz, you always mention that these kids have a beautiful toolbox, but they don't always have the tools in it. And they may not know how to start. They are not quite focused on the tool acquisition because of that ADHD. It's not that they can't use the tools, but they don't have them yet. And they haven't looked to acquire them. So when a parent or a coach is in the position to both coach and mentor, to give a little bit of the knowledge, plant the seed, help to nurture it, show them how it works, and then allow them to start to use it, but hold them accountable, That's when the greatest growth occurs.
Well, that's because you're helping them to create independence.
Exactly.
And that is something that, and I fully admit this as a parent with an ADHD child, you hold them a little bit closer because you see where they can fall. You've been through ups and downs with these kids in a way that can be painful. But the reality of it is that they also need to be independent. If we're here to unleash all their gifts, well, we have to let them be independent so they can unleash those gifts. So part of that independence is saying to them, okay, so here's what you want to do, here's your goal, and now you're setting up a plan. Well, how about we work together to create some, you know, even a reward system. Like, let's help you do this, this, and that by this date. Well, then what would you like us to do to help celebrate that, if you've accomplished that?
Exactly. And one of the points here is that any of us, we like to be celebrated. And in fact, we should celebrate ourselves. And it's not the big things. Sometimes it's the small little steps that really need to be celebrated. And our biggest goal in life for our own children is always to see them become successful and happy. And you do that not by flipping a switch, But you do that by perpetually nurturing, growing, contributing, but also by allowing them to, again, have that freedom, the ability to mature and to pursue their own destiny in life. And you're right, it's difficult when you see someone that you've needed to pull back from the brink several times, multiple times. But failure is not something that needs to be a fearful word. It's not something to try to avoid. You know, failure is one of those things that it's only through failure that we learn. And therefore, I see failure as an acronym. FAIL, first attempt in learning. Because in order to learn, we have to fail. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we say, well, there's confusion. I see confusion. And in my mind, every time that I start to feel confused, I become a little happy because I realize I'm about to learn something.
I love it. And I wanted to just share another thing. My son's probably going to hate me because I keep sharing things about him. But speaking of failure, he works at a local beach club as a lifeguard. And on his first day back on the job this summer, he's worked there now for a couple of years, he was guarding and he looked at his phone to see what time it was. There was no clock around, so he just looked at his phone. Well, first of all, he shouldn't have even had his phone with him on the stand. That's obviously a huge no-no. But he went through the day, never heard anything. The next day, he gets called back and was told he was demoted. He couldn't lifeguard there because he looked at his phone and they were going to give him some other position. Well, he didn't want the demotion and he, you know, came home and told us that he was fired. So we thought he was fired. And instead of focusing on him getting fired because he looked at his phone, we channeled it by saying, okay, what are you going to do now? What's your next step? Okay, let's pick you up by your bootstraps. You got fired. What's the next step? And what was the next step? He had to go out and he had to fill out applications at other clubs. And he did. And thank God he did get hired somewhere else as a guard. And he's a great guard. So, but point being that it was something so simple. Logically, he should have known it. He slipped up. He looked at his phone But he managed to get out there and do something because we didn't call him.
Exactly. It wasn't a position where you said, oh, well, let me go and let me be the helicopter parent. Mm-hmm. Let me go yell at the person who demoted him or fired him. Let's get your job back. No. Go out and take care of that yourself. You're not going to sit here. Go get that job. I don't care where that job is. Get it. You're going to work. You're going to do something. You're going to show up every day. And you're going to do your best.
And to be truthful for everybody who's listening, I'm only telling this story because if you were to ask me, even 2 years ago, would he have been able to get up and go get another job? No. I mean, he would have wallowed in it. He would have said, I can't do this. Whatever he would have done. So every single child out there has the ability to grow and move on. And I'm seeing that with my 17-year-old. Whatever position you are with your kids right now on motivation, we get it. It's hard, but they do grow. They do become independent, but we need to give a longer leash and we need to help them not just give the leash that is so long that, oh, go do it. And you know, we're not helping you. No, we need to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. and say, okay, let's help you out. Let's help you with your motivation. Let's get your goals set. Let's be your partner. We'll hold you accountable. Just tell us how you want to be held accountable and move on from there. And it really does work.
Exactly. And that's one of the points of coaching. If you really think about it, a coach takes many different forms. Mm-hmm. And a professional coach is really critically important at some particular stages. But a coach is never omnipresent the way the parents are. And parents really can be the best coaches also.
Absolutely.
And they really need to be. And again, I would just ask that everyone listening here who's raising a child, step back and take a couple of moments, take a couple of deep breaths and center yourself for a minute and try to think back to when you were your child's age. And what you wanted is you wanted to try to spread your wings. You wanted to try to get a little bit of independence. And you wanted to start to make the decisions. The fact is that we can help our children to become the best that they're going to be by giving them some of that, not by walking away, but by allowing them to have some of that freedom under your tutelage and guidance. Mm-hmm. And coaching them, bringing out the best. The fact is that each of us has a particular gift. And, you know, the coach may not play basketball better than the star player or play football ever better than the star quarterback. But the coach can bring that player to a better level. And we have to remember that our children are not us. And they're going to need to pursue their own destiny. And we need to make sure that we move them forward. But understand that we don't always need to know exactly what they're going to do or be better at them at it. But we can help to empower them to grow and develop their motivation through their own passion.
Absolutely. And Mark was talking about coaching right there. We're going to be doing some more talk about coaching in podcast number 10, but just wanted to put out there that we love hearing from you. We love hearing your stories. Look, good or bad, send us your opinions on what we're talking about. We will address them. ADHD is our passion, and helping you, helping your children to grow to be just the absolute best that they can be in life and whatever that is for them. That is what we're here to do because we believe in it and we know it's possible. So I think I speak for Mark when I say thank you so much for listening. And we look forward to hearing your thoughts and catching up with you on Sanity Break podcast number 10.
100%. And please find us on Facebook. Find us on Instagram. Continue to send us your thoughts and your stories. We want to hear all of them. And please find us on the web at twinlightscoaching.com. And make us part of your family.
And your journey.
Have
Thanks
awesome
so much. Day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.